Is John Doe a member of your church? And the man said, oh yeah, he is. And then the salesman went on to say, wow, he owes, he says, I've had a difficult time trying to get the money from him that he owes. And he won't even come by. Praise God. And say, what am I trying to say? What am I trying to say? Praise God. Needless to say that that person was going to have a difficult time trying to witness to that salesperson. Amen. Praise God. Because he said, man, that guy go to the same church. I don't want nobody. Oh boy, I better not say this the way I'll get ready to say it. Holy Spirit, shall I say it? Praise God. Look, if you owe somebody and you go and you haven't been paying them, praise God, you let somebody you know, you go somewhere else. Don't say, I don't. What church you belong to? I don't go to church. Praise the name of the Lord. Pay your bills. Work. Man, the man has hired you to do a job. Praise God. He ain't hired you to be out there ripping and running somewhere else. He hired you to work. Praise God. Do your work. You talking about walking in wisdom before this world. Praise God. Pay your bills. You borrow some money from somebody, pay them back. Don't have them going out saying, I thought she was a Christian. I thought he was a Christian. And he owed me all my money, and I'm looking at him every day. And he's going here, going there, going there, knowing he owed me.
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
KAYTKQJO.
Gentle Redeemer,
God with us, yeah. You are tuned into the Spiritual Partner Broadcast.
But when we put it all together, this is what we like to call you, Jesus. Jesus.
Let's tune in.
That's what
as
we
evangelist
call
you, Bell, yeah. Takes you further.
Positioned to prosper. That's the name of our lesson for today. Positioned to prosper. As children of God, we have been given everything possible so that we may be able to prosper in all the great works of the church. Saints of God, we must go on because we are the church. Our assignment is very clear. God has given to us all things pertaining to life and godliness. We have power to crush the head of the lion and the adder. This is the power that God has given us. He has given us power to raise the dead, to heal the sick, to cure all kinds of diseases, open the blinded eyes, unstop the deaf ears, cast out demons and devils. You know, He has given us power to heal the brokenhearted, to set captives free, to undo heavy burdens. We have power to trample over serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. These are some of the things that God has given us. We have power over all the power of the devil. And he said, nothing shall by any means hurt us or harm us. In Mark 16, Jesus has commissioned the disciples to go, and he told them to go preach the gospel to every creature. All those that believe, he say, there and that are baptized shall be saved. This is how we get people saved. All those that believe and that are baptized shall be saved. And these signs, he says, shall follow them that believe. He says, in my name, talking about Jesus, they shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. See, that's the Holy Spirit. When you start speaking in different tongues, that's the Holy Spirit. So they shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not harm them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. And the Lord worketh with them, confirming his word with signs and wonders following. This is what God is doing through Jesus Christ. The purpose of this lesson, saints of God, let me tell you, the purpose of this lesson is so that we can continue to remind you of the works that God has called the church to do. God's spirit that he has given to his church, where we can all prosper. He has given his spirit to the church, and he said where we can all prosper thereby. Also, we will be teaching on God's promises to us, his blessings that he has given us, and we will help you through scriptures to know how powerful and how good and how awesome our God is. But you have to remember this one thing about his spirit. God has given us his spirit. So we can't be operating on the spirit of man. We have to operate on God's spirit. So saints of God, let's know what that spirit is. You know, we have been given great and precious promises. And Paul tells us in 2 Corinthians 1 and 20, he says, for all the promises of God in him are yea, and in him, amen. So God has not said, okay, I might promise you this and you might get it. No, he said all of the promises in God has already been signed, sealed, and delivered to us. And they are, yes, I'm going to do it. Yes, what you ask is going to be given. And it's all amen. And that means let it be so. It is so with God. So we have been given all these precious promises. And we have been given the things of God. And he said, unto the glory of God by us. All these things are yes and amen. Unto the glory of God by us. What that means is, God's works are done by us. You know, Paul is preaching to the Corinthians, and he continued telling them that he, meaning God, which established him or placed him in position there at that church with these Corinthians in Christ, he has also anointed us and given us the earnestness of the Spirit in our hearts. So, you know, what he's telling him is that, Paul is telling those Corinthians that the same God that positioned him there with the church in Colossae is the same God, the same God in Christ Jesus. He has also anointed them and put his spirit in their heart. So saints of God, he told them what God had done for them. And guess what? We too have been given the spirit, which is the spirit of God. We have that spirit of God in us. And it's already in our hearts. Therefore, we can perform all the works that God has called us to do. And we can receive all the blessings that we have been given. And this is the church at Corinthians, not Colossae, but in Corinthians. So in that Corinthian church, the same things that God gave Paul to do for those people, we have those same blessings also. We have all the blessings. We have been given God's blessings through the gospel and through the word of God. We are as one. This is the blessing, saints. We are as one unto Christ, all of us. You know, I don't care if you're Methodist, Baptist, if you're Catholic, if you're non-denominational, if you're Christ, and if you fit the criteria to be Christ, you have to all be baptized in one spirit. Be baptized in one spirit. And we all have to believe in God. Then we all are in we're all as one. We all, listen at this, we all are as one unto Christ. These are the blessings. We are new creations in Him. We're new creations in Him. When you're baptized and saved and filled with the Holy Ghost, we are all one in Christ. We all have the same spirit. He said, old things are passed away. All things have become new. All things are of God. These are the blessings. All things are passed away. All things are new. All things are of God, not the world. We are reconciled to God. We have part in the ministry of reconciliation. All these are blessings. Everything that I'm telling you now, they are blessings. We are all reconciled to God. I repeat that. That means we've been put back in right standing with God. We all have a part in the ministry of reconciliation. We have been entrusted. This is important, saints. We have been entrusted with the word of reconciliations. God's word reconciled us back to God, brought us back to God. This is one of the main points of our lesson, is that we have been brought back and reconciled back to God. We are ambassadors to God, you know, in Christ's stead. We are ambassadors of God in Christ's stead. See, when Jesus left off the scene, we became ambassadors in His stead. You know, that's how important we are. We cannot stress to you how important it is to know your worth in the kingdom of God. Know God's worth. Know what Jesus is worth and what the Holy Spirit is worth. When you know these things, then you'll be able to position yourself to receive the things of God. So our worth in the kingdom is that we are ambassadors of God in Christ's stead. In Jesus' place, we have become ambassadors to God. So that's how important we are. You know, Jesus anointed us. He appointed us to take over His work. Another blessing is we are the righteousness of God through Jesus Christ. How important is that to know that you are the righteousness of God through Jesus Christ? We are children of God. We are all baptized unto Christ. We have all put on Christ. We all are equal and are one in Christ. I just told you about that a few minutes ago. We're all one in Christ. One blood, one baptism, one God, one Jesus, one Holy Spirit. We are all Abraham's seed. That means we have the blessings of Abraham. We are all heirs to the promises. We're all heirs by this promise. We are heirs and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. You know, wealth and health and riches are in our house. These are the promises that God gave us, and these are the blessings. I'm reading promises and blessings that God has given to us, His church. We live in divine health. God has given us the power to live in divine health. And how is that accomplished? Through the word. He said, give us this day our daily bread. Our daily bread is healing and health. You know what He told that woman when she came and asked for her child, her daughter, to be healed? He said, I don't give my children's bread to the dogs. And, you know,